WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Before the days of rock videos, rock and roll movies offered rare glimpses of the bands teenagers loved. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Marshall Crenshaw is a big fan of those films and edited a guide to them called Hollywood Rock. It features capsule reviews of classic films like the 1956 Rock, 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 and rock schlock films like the 1957 Bop Girl Goes Calypso. Last spring, after Hollywood Rock was published, we invited Crenshaw to bring his guitar and sing some of the good and bad songs that came out of rock and roll movies. Marshall Crenshaw, welcome to Fresh Air. Why don't we start with Elvis films? There have been some really great and some really cheesy.
Yeah, what were some
Elvis
great ones?
Elvis films. Well, Jailhouse Rock, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Flaming Star I like a lot, even
Flaming
though he doesn't
Star
really
is
sing
cool.
In it.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
And Flaming Star, he has real charisma in. You could tell that he had real potential as just as an actor, just as a physical presence.
I thought it was a really good movie. It was made by a really good director, for starters, a guy named Don Siegel.
So what do you think are the best and the worst of the Elvis films?
I don't know. Some of the worst ones are the ones I enjoy the most, I guess. Like, I really love Change of Habit, which is just an inexplicable really bad movie.
It's Elvis and the Nuns.
It's the one, yeah. It's the one where he plays a doctor at a free clinic in the ghetto, and Barbara McNair and Mary Tyler Moore are nuns. Now, who's the third nun? Boy, there's a trivia question.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, well, I haven't seen them all. I guess I really like Loving You and Jailhouse Rock. You know, of course, the pre-Army ones are my favorites.
So, Marshall Crenshaw, you've brought your guitar.
Yeah.
Would you do your version of one of the best and worst songs from Elvis films?
Okay, sure. This is a little snatch of a song written by someone I used to know, a man by the name of Doc Pomus. Really great, great guy. Viva Las Vegas. It goes like this. Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up a higher. Well, there's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva, viva Las Vegas. I went for the big note, and what happened?
Boy, you know, that's one of the real, like, you know, kind
viva, viva. Sorry.
Viva Las Vegas is one of the real, like, non-rock and roll type of songs, real commercial, but it really is catchy, isn't it?
I like it a lot. You know, the Dead Kennedys did a really funny version of it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, really kind of, I guess sort of, like, you know, really found some potential in the song that nobody else really found.
Now, one of the movies that you write the capsule of in Hollywood Rock is Bye Bye Birdie, which you like a lot, which I was, of course, really surprised to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a kind of like ersatz rock and roll movie. It's yeah. You know, it's a kind of like the ersatz Elvis who's going off to the army.
Yeah, it's true. And it's also obviously written by people who hate rock and roll.
Right, by Broadway composers who really don't know much about rock and roll.
Yeah, but I really like the movie. I think part of the reason has to do with the fact that I saw it when I was a child. You know, I was like 9, 10 years old.
The character that's based on Elvis and Bye Bye Birdie is named Conrad Birdie.
Yeah.
And his big, you know, Elvis kind of number is called Sincere. Do you ever perform that?
Honestly Sincere, yeah. This is another thing. I used to play this at CBGB's back in the 80s, and people flipped, you know. I think people, you know, because it's like I was like making a TV reference because the movie's on TV all the time.
Uh-huh.
So people like TV references, I guess.
Can you do a little bit of it for us?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. You gotta be sincere. And then the girls scream.
Ah!
You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here, 'cause if you feel it here, then it's gonna be what I done. If what you feel is true, you really feel it, you make them feel it too. Write this down now, you gotta be sincere, honestly sincere. I mean, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right on. It's not much of a...
Yeah. Oh, that's my cue, right?
Yeah, you did good. It's not much of a song, is it?
No, but it must have been really, really fun to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the scene in the movie where all the, where all the girls faint, and then the mayor's wife faints. It's funny.
Well, you've brought with you some music and some film excerpts of Hollywood rock and roll movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the next movie we're going to hear an excerpt from Marshall Crenshaw's collection, is Rock, Rock, Rock. This is an Alan Freed movie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Alan Freed. This, I think, is the last of the three Alan Freed movies. And I guess if you want to see an Alan Freed movie, I'd recommend this one because it's got the best music in it. And but it's also got a couple I describe this as a treat for lovers of the truly inane. This is a song by a young girl called Ivy Shulman. She's 4 years old. And I have a 78 of this, and I've actually used this record to drive people from my home, you know, if it was getting late and I wanted to go to bed. You know, I play this record and it clears people right out.
Well, let's see what it does to our listenership.
I'm so glad we're going to play this on the radio.
Don't want a dolly, a storybook of blocks. Baby's only happy. Oh, and cheer up. Baby wants to rock. Baby wants to roll. Baby wants to jump.
Well, bless my soul.
Surprised you have any friends left if you play that a lot.
I know. It's pure torture, isn't it?
Well, Marshall Crenshaw, I don't think we can continue this interview about rock and roll movies without talking about your role in rock and roll movies.
Uh-huh.
In the film La Bamba, the Ritchie Valens story.
Yeah.
You played Buddy Holly.
That's right, I did. Uh-huh.
So what song did you do in the film?
One called "Crying, Waiting, Hoping." And I discovered when I saw the movie that I didn't realize that I had really small hands, but I guess I do. You know, I kind of was like looking at myself up there kind of going, oh, God, I have such small hands. Anyway.
Would you play a few bars of it for us?
Yeah. Crying, waiting, hoping you come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, do do do. My tears keep falling all night long, waiting, do, do, do. It seems so useless, I know it's wrong to keep crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping, yeah.
That sounds great.
Why, thank you. You know, the funny thing about that, the usage of that song in the movie is that, you know, I think when Buddy Holly died, he had never recorded that song, you know, and really wasn't very likely to have played it on stage, but...
So why did you do it?
Well, when I went to the session to do, you know, some Buddy Holly songs, and... you know, we were just trying to come up with an arrangement for it in the studio, and
To me, it was just kind of a throwaway. I didn't think that they would pick that one because we also did That'll Be the Day, and we did Well, All Right. You know, I figured that they picked That'll Be the Day. In fact, in the script, it said that the song was going to be That'll Be the Day, you know? So we did this version of Crying, Waiting, Hoping with kind of like pounding tom-toms in the beginning and, you know, sort of a more of a 80s kind of a groove to it. And sure enough, that was the one that the filmmakers liked.
Well, Marshall Crenshaw, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much for hosting me. It's nice to be here.
And thanks for playing for us. I really enjoyed your singing and playing. Thanks a lot.
Great.
Marshall Crenshaw recorded last spring after the publication of his book Hollywood Rock. That's the spring, by the way, of 1994. His latest recording is called My Truck Is My Home. This is Fresh Air.